about the idea of the times in which we live and how important it is to do what we did at the beginning, to have a testimony and to share it. And, you know, Aaron says, you know, it's a little different. I know most churches, when you go, the first thing they do is prayer requests. And that would be fine if the Bible said, enter my gates with requests. But it doesn't. It says, enter my gates with thanksgiving and come into my courts with praise. It sets your whole day up. You know, that's the thing. It sets you up for what God has in store. And so when you enter that, and so that's what we were saying last week. We talked about the idea, and we used one of the examples where they were under siege, and how the people who found out that the enemy was gone didn't have to go back. But then they got to thinking. Scripture says, and I used to have a church member who used to say, I have no problem with my sins of commission. You know, no problem at all. And he was in his 80s. He said, it's my sins of omission I have a problem with. Things that I should have done that I didn't do. And God says he's going to hold us accountable. If you know Jesus and you come up to somebody who doesn't, people, you have an accountability according to that. Actually, their word said, we're going to be cursed if we don't go back and tell them. What great news. I mean, think about how excited. Start thinking this week. And I won't be here to see it next week. But Carol will give me a report. Because everybody should have their hand up how they saw Jesus this week. If it's nothing more than I opened my eyes. And that would be great. But then when I opened my eyes, I got to see. Then I got to move. You know? And you think, people, you don't. Scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. Without him, we can't move. Yeah. That's why they call it the Christian movement, I guess. And that's why, you know, said for years. And Carol, I know, has heard me say it a long time, and okay, has. Words mean things. You know, our words shape our world. Scripture says, as a man speaketh, so he is. I'll never get a job. I'll never amount to much. Our words, I can't do that. I told you before, when we were growing up, the nuns, one of the things the nuns did the first day of school, everybody had the list, and everybody's list was different. She said, I don't want anybody else to see it, but I want you to write down all the things you can't do. And some, you know, I can't sing. I can't draw. I can't do math. It doesn't matter what it was, wrote it down. And then after we wrote them all down, she collected them. And then we went outside, she dug a hole, and she buried them. She said, now all the things you can't do are buried. We're going back in there, and this year we're going to do anything that we're asked to do. Now, her words meant something. See, our words can shape our world. The problem is, I had another teacher, in public school who used to say, oh, just call it wheelbarrow and go on. Does it really make a difference what it means? When you don't know a word, sometimes you have a hard time pronouncing it. You don't know what it is. It used to make me laugh when people would tell mission stories and they'd stumble over a word. Like the people out there knew what you were talking about. You could have said that. You could have said wheelbarrow. And his name was Wheelbarrow. They wouldn't have known. So you just say, people, words matter. Words mean things. So took a scripture, and because we don't look at the words, we really miss the scripture. In Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. And you say, how in the world? What in the world? You know, I mean, if words are going to shape our world, how in the world is this going to shape our words? You know, Leviticus 14, verse 2. This is the law concerning the person afflicted with a skin disease on the day of his cleansing. Well, it says, he is to be brought to the priest. Just that one little thing. And you say, what does that have to do with words? Well, in English, a lot of times your version may say leprosy. And that's what it was called. Well, the Hebrew word for this is Mizora. Yeah. Anyone afflicted with Mizora is to be brought to the priest for a cleansing. Okay, anyone. Anyone afflicted with wheelbarrow, does anyone know what Mizora means? It's Hebrew, who cares? Well, if you dissect the word and bring it back to its root, it's metzi, wow, which is translated, he who spreads evil reports. Take on a different meaning? Words mean things. When someone is struck with, you know, I don't have leprosy. I don't have to worry about this. I don't need cleaning. Why? Because I don't have a skin disease. I don't have leprosy. But if you break the word down, they used to have things that says, if you remember, we're not ones going around repeating gossip, so you better listen close the first time. That's what this, yeah. Our words are going to shape our church, our ministry, our family, you know. I mean, have you ever heard people say, talk about dysfunctional families. My family puts the funk in dysfunctional. I mean, my family makes the Jacksons look like family of the year. The Kardashians are the model family compared to mine. Words shape our world. This whole thing, you know, about, we take it way too casually. Scripture says our words are going to be brought into judgment. That, now, that would make me shudder. Some of the things you say, you know. And praise God, it was B.C., before Christianity. And some of the things you would say, and praise God, the red cord was turned white through Jesus Christ. However, yeah, because of last week's sermon, we have good news. We should be telling people, you know, that's how you used to talk. That's not how you talk now. That's what I used to do. That's not what I am now. See, we're looking for a renovation. Yeah, we want to change our lives. Jesus never promised to change your life. He promised to give you a new life. That's a big difference. There's a big difference between renovation and restoration. We have a friend, you know, most of us know Richard. And he restores vehicles. The problem is, when he restores them, they're better than when they came from the factory. Everything is perfect. I mean, the paint job, he does something called stick sanding. He'll paint a car, and then he'll take a stick, a flat stick, and go across it. And if it's not perfectly straight, there'll be a shiny spot. So he does the body work. He straightens the metal again, and then paints it again, and then stick sands it again. There's a shiny spot. My daughter had a brand new truck, and somebody dinged the tailgate. It was just a little ding, and she wanted it fixed. And we took it to him, and we said, can you fix it? He said, oh, I can fix it. I said, you know, he said, I don't know if I can match the paint. I said, truck's 2 months old. What do you mean you can't match the paint? He said, oh, the color is not a problem, but I don't know if I can paint that bad. Brand new vehicle. See, that's restoration. See, when God makes you over, he don't know if he can paint as bad as you were. We want to do this, you know, painless dent removal like they do now. He doesn't want to remove your dent. He wants to restore it. And in her tailgate, there was this little exit hole down the bottom. So should water ever get in it, it could come out. So Richard made this piece of metal to go through that hole. And then it heat the metal and push it up with this other little piece of metal. He didn't put what he called cave and pave. You know, like most bodies, you just put fiberglass on it, sand it. He straightened it. Yeah. You'll never get straight without a little heat and a lot of pressure. If God's going to restore you, if you're going through something, let me tell you something. You're in a restoration process, not a renovation process. Our words will shape our world. Yesterday when I was doing the pickup, I use Aaron's line all the time. Guy said, he comes up, Kane knows him. If you look up down in Webster's, they'll have this picture next to it. Yeah. If there's something negative, he can find it. He said, how you doing? I said, life is great and getting better. He said, you were limping. I said, that's it, I'm walking. You have a back brace on. I said, well, the groundhog's not delivering my mail. He said, I love your attitude. I wish I could have an attitude like that. I said, it's not my attitude. He said, why? I said, It's God's attitude. Let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. You know, life is great and getting better. See, I think when he was hanging here, that's what he was humming. You know, we're thinking, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he's going, life is great and getting better. See, we're seeing Friday, he's seeing Sunday. I will lay down my life, and in 3 days, I will take it up again. Like they said, somebody said to me, and sometimes you kind of laugh, because we've said it for years, and said it for years to this person. Who resurrected Jesus? And I said, God resurrected. No, Jesus resurrected Jesus. He didn't say, if I lay down my life, in 3 days, the Father will raise it up. He said, I will lay down my life, and I will raise it up. Well, a couple of months ago, somebody said, I found that this amazing thing. Said, really? What was it? Jesus raised himself from the grave. And I wanted to go, duh. Been telling you that for, I don't know, 30 years? Instead, I went, praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. The idea is, people, make your words not what your life is, what you want it to be. Because what my life is, we have a young friend who you'd say, how you doing? It go crappy. Yeah. Crappy. And you know what his life was? Crappy. Didn't have to be. Didn't have to be. See, your life does. How's it going? If you haven't heard Kay's song, you need to get it. Life is great and getting better. Because God never wants to give us a great life. He wants to give us a better life. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. That's, you know what? Better. Better. He doesn't want us to just stop. The word there, see, they knew what they were talking about. And when you get home, read the process they had to go through. I mean, this wasn't something that you go in and say, I'll light 2 candles, say 5 Hail Marys, 2 acts of contritions, and it'll be paid for. When they had this, several animals had to die. Yeah. The blood had to be mixed with oil. Yeah. Or you can say Jesus and the Spirit have to come in to this situation. See, Jesus coming in, see, the blood, we say, is enough. Evidently, it wasn't enough for Judas. Why? Wasn't mixed with oil. You have to believe it and accept it. You have to get it to the place where the blood is applied, and the blood is applied through the Spirit. Your words can shape your world. What is it like? Thank you, Jesus. I got, for Carol, 2 hours sleep last night. Yeah. Well, last night she got a whole night's sleep. Yeah, praise God. Yeah. But speak to it. Tonight is going to be another good night. And if it's not, you know what you say tomorrow? Tonight is going to be another good night. And if it's not, you know what you say? Tonight is going to be another good night. God never gets tired of hearing you speak words that speak life. Yeah, I think he kind of shuns when he hears us say, can't. We were sitting in a board meeting one time, and we were going to go from a 10 grade school, an 8 grade school to a 10 grade school. And the board chairperson said, I've checked the figures and we can't do it. I raised my hand. She said, yes. I said, I don't remember the request being, see if you can do it. The request was, do it. Can't should not be in the Christian's vocabulary. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that you can't tell if it's me or Julio Iglesias singing, because you can't. Yeah. He wishes he could sing like that. Yeah. The thing is, it doesn't mean I'm not going to sing. When the songs come on, I'm going to sing. Yeah. And the perfect blend of justice and mercy is me not doing special music. Yeah. Justice for me so I don't have to embarrass myself. Mercy for y'all. Words can shape our world. Someday, I do expect to get up here and, I don't know, maybe do more than VeggieTales. Or maybe just a line. Now, when that day will be, I could probably tell you. You'll look to the east and see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. But that's okay. I'm going to heaven singing. Gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. That's what it's going to be. Speak to those things Barbara Howe used to tell us all the time. Speak to those things that are not as though they are. How you feeling? It was rough. I remember the old Johnny Carson. He would say, it was hot. And it would, how hot was it? It was rough. I never ask anybody, how rough was it? Because life is great and getting better. You're upright and taking nourishment. Jesus is coming. And let me tell you something. Jesus is coming quickly. And he says the last scenes will be rapid. And if you don't see rapid things happening right now, I mean, you look how quickly Baltimore turned around. I mean, from a business district to a combat zone in just a few hours. It isn't going to take that long. We think, well, it's the day for a year principle, so I had 364 days to shape up. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Words can shape your world. In that same class, I had a friend, Tabby was his name. Yeah, his real name was Donald, but we called him Tabby. He was killed in Vietnam. The other thing the nun did, she said, I want everybody in the class to write one nice thing about everybody else in the class. And so we did, And it might say, so-and-so don't stink today. It didn't matter what it was. It had to be nice. I mean, that could be a nice thing. But you had to write something nice. When Tabby was killed, got an envelope. You know, is a list from third grade. Words. You know, all the nice things those other third graders written on that list. Folded. Looked like it had been opened and closed hundreds of times. He was carrying it on him. Yeah. 20 years later, words carried around in a wallet. Yeah. People, words can shape your world. You have a choice. Life is great and getting better. Crappy. Choose you this day how you will live. But as for me and my house, when somebody drives up and says, you the past? Yeah. Double check here. Is your wife? I never saw the person before in my life. Yeah. God spoke to me and told me, yeah, life is great. And I didn't even know then I had lost. I mean, they did. Yeah. And I could have said, I was just giving this money. Now I'm losing it. I ain't lost nothing. It wasn't mine to begin with. It was his. It's all his. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But if you have good news, share it. Share it. Groundhog's not delivering my mail today. Or hasn't delivered it. Yeah. I still remember when Tabby's mother got that. And I wonder, whatever you believe about the state of the dead, you choose. Choose to stay what you want to believe. If some nun, the day Tabby took the bullet, went, yes, I'm so glad I did that back in third grade. At least he died knowing. 20 nice things. 20 nice words about himself. Did it make a difference? Did to Tabby. It can for you. What kind of night are you going to have? Great night. Yeah. That's why God says, yeah, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. You need direction? Find out what that word means. Why, it means leprosy. I thought so too. Why, it means skin disease. I thought so too. Here's the title on my Bible. Cleansing for Skin Diseases. When it should be remedy for gossip. And then he gives what? Oh, how many verses on what to do? 31? 32 verses. One verse to say what the problem is. 32 verses. Why? Because as a man thinketh, so he is. As a man speaketh, so he becomes. I'm the one you love. Tell me once again who I am, the one you love. Let's bow our heads. Father, as we think about all that you've done, all that you promised, how dare we neglect so great a salvation? This is the day you have made, and Father, I have chosen to rejoice and be glad in it. Mary was saying, it doesn't matter what comes our way. We're not going through this alone. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. the God of angel armies. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for words. And thank you for teaching us that our words can shape our world. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Because we're his, God tells Moses to tell Aaron that he's supposed to bless the Israelites in a special way, and he's supposed to say, remember, words can shape your world. The Lord bless and protect you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look with favor on you and give you shalom. Sounds like he's trying to shape our world.